I did want to ask, the Simon Fraser Liaison Committee has it's still existing, and you were on it, I think, until 2008.
Yeah,
but, and so I was wondering, what kind of issues would it have dealt with after 1996?
Polite chit chat. I remember going to meetings, and not too much happened.
Okay.
Not too much happened.
So the planning for university would have been turned over to the planning department then.
Yeah,
and
I know I met several times. I was with a different political organization, so I wasn't chairing the committee. There were meetings, and I don't really recall anything large.
Do you remember at all? I interviewed some members of the Stony Creek Environment Committee,
mm-hmm.
and at one time, they may still be, but at one time, there was quite an issue about SFU storing salt upon campus for their roads,
mm-hmm.
and apparently that came to the liaison committee to deal with. Do you remember that at all?
I don't remember that issue, but now that you tweak my memory, one issue during the construction. The issue during construction of edifices at SFU
mm-hmm.
was containment of runoff of
mm-hmm.
construction water, because there's creeks that run down and all of them go to Burnaby Lake, right? So I think that was an issue on the agenda once the construction phase started. I don't remember the salt issue. But in terms of land use, I mean, what the university is doing, when I, in the day, when commuter campus, a lot of the areas being developed were just giant surface asphalt parking lots are
mm-hmm.
going to be turned into residential development, right?
Oh, okay.
So, you know, in terms of what was there, you look from the air, you could see A lot, B lots, or B lot, C lot were just vast surface parking lot, like a surface runoff of everything, and
right.
eventually they're disappearing. They're more parkade structures, and people live there have to learn to ride share or use transit, or have there's very limited parking ratios in the new development. So in a sense, that's better to have usable structures rather than big surface parking lots.
Right. That when I talked to the Stony Creek people, they talked about the working group that I guess it's for the Stony Creek watershed, but it was a way of bringing different stakeholders together to mutually talk about issues and support one another.
Yeah.
So would the liaison committee be working that way at all?
I don't know. But certainly from the Stony Creek stakeholders, I mean, there's fish habitat, they've done lots of work in salmon enhancement issues of
They're
runoff.
Passionate.
I know. So those are ongoing issues, right? Because it's part of the Burnaby Mountain drainage area. So
mm-hmm.
the storm sewer systems, the care in terms of the construction that goes on, not just the new residential stuff, but any. I mean, universities building all the time, right? Adding to the academic, renovating, whatever. So the issues of are live issues, right?
Yes.
So I get why salt would be an issue. So it's an issue, right?
Well, it had to be dealt with, and so how do you
deal
with it? You know, how to get people together? Because that seems to be one of the really important results of the agreement that happened that was finalized in 1996 was that. Now there's all these links between all the various stakeholders and with the city and the SFU, and so hopefully people won't get crossways anymore.
Well, you know, and that's what I didn't really say it out loud, but, you know, having done 22 years on city council on Endless Lane and dealing with people from everything from speed bumps to garbage to parking signs to major issues, I kind of smiled because, you know, the university mandate is to educate and train athletes. Guess what happens when you have 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 people next door, and by the way, you actually own the land that they're leasing from. Deal with that, right? How come my garbage wasn't picked up on time? How come I'm hearing noise from that? Guess that. The city will get the call, and you guys will get the call. I'm a professor and so-and-so, and a garbage truck woke me up at 6 a.m. You're right. Their vehicles are speeding past the elementary school. Do something about it. I said, you'll learn, you know, you think we're unreasonable SOBs, right? Just wait till you get an earful. You guys don't get it. You make complaints about education and your professors. Wait till you start to get citizens complaining about you're not doing this or this is happening. I don't like this. Why are you allowing this? You're going to be getting the calls, right?
Oh, boy.
And that's the reality of public life, right? And but the people that are living there now, and once it gets to build out, they're voting citizens of Burnaby. They vote provincially, federally. So they're members of the university community, but they're also members of Burnaby. They'll be coming down to City Hall and saying, how come there isn't an ice rink up here? How come there isn't this up here, right? And the city will have to listen to them, because it won't be a question of somebody going off mountain and going to Vancouver or driving to Surrey Coquitlam. I have people that are living, and who am I going to vote for in this civic election, right? So so the city actually is going to have to listen more, because, you know, a couple thousand votes in a civic election can make a difference, right? If the people...
Oh, interesting, yeah. Yes.
One of my pet peeves, this is a true story. You've got this major, major university. Football team, soccer team, basketball, wrestling. It's got varsity hockey, and there isn't one ice surface there. And when I was in the middle 70s, this is an unbelievable story. The university wanted to build an ice rink on campus. I mean, I've played hockey since I was a kid. I still play hockey. They wanted to build an ice rink. They wanted a contribution from the student society, that a mandated levy of $17 or $25 a semester going to the student society. There was a huge debate on campus and then a referendum. I supported the building of a hockey rink, right? I said, why is this campus? And I didn't care if for a few semesters part of my money went to that, and the university was going to match it or pay the bulk of it. Then the campus rattles got to say, this is crazy. We need a student dental plan. And that was the two fights. And the referendum to build the rink was defeated. So, owing the plan.
Did you get the dental plan, though?
There isn't an insurance company in the world that would fund a student dental plan. In the world. And so they looked into it. Nobody would touch it. Imagine somebody rolling through a semester getting all their dental work.
Oh, yes.
Right? The fees that students would want to pay, nobody would touch it. So you know what happened with the accumulated money that they're getting surplus? The student society staff promptly unionized, and their wages went from minimal, because people just worked there for some time rather than that, unionized, and they became like permanent staff with union rates, medical, dental. There was a strike. They became the entire time the same people there, because they were paid employees with sweet plans, and any surplus was completely gone. It went into bureaucracy. Instead of being available for students for a year or two and then handing it off, became a nice cushy job. So no hockey rink, no dental plan, more permanent bureaucrats instead of jobs for students.